November, very damp afternoon. Just gone 2:30. Delighted to welcome my guest into the studio for a second guest today. Julie Dowers is the publicity officer for Brentwood Arts Society. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. And very busy at the moment because you've got your 55th annual exhibition running at the moment at the Beckett Gallery at Brentwood Library. That means you're an old society then. So how long have you actually... Well, 55 years. Obviously, that's a stupid question to start with, isn't it?
Well, we did celebrate our 50th anniversary in 2008. And we were actually therefore formed in 1958 by a gentleman who had recently moved to Brentwood and decided that the town lacked culture. And so he, along with two other people, formed the Brentwood Art Society. And now we are a thriving group. We average at about under 50 members all the time. We're not for absolute beginners. We're for people who have had some experience in art and design. And it sounds a bit scary, but we do ask them to bring along some examples of their work just to show at what level they're at. But we are actually a very, very friendly society.
I'm sure you are.
And we are, as you say, celebrating our annual exhibition, Ready for Christmas, Works Are for Sale in Brentwood Library.
Fantastic. We'll talk about that in a minute. So when, let's say I've come along and I'm of a reasonable standard. I can draw a nice line or something. Or I've got some understanding of colour. Are more experienced members actors, tutors there, or are you just left to do your own thing?
We are very fortunate in that we have art school standard tutors who come along to us on a Monday evening. That's our practical session. And we have tutors who have been with us for many years, but we are also looking out for new ideas. Tutors love coming along to us because we are very outward-looking in terms of art and design. So we have done some sculpture, printmaking. Printmaking we did last term with silk screens. So that makes the whole activity very exciting. That happens on a Monday, but on a Thursday we have a life model, and that attracts fewer people, so it's a more cosy evening, but that is untutored because that allows people to come along and do their own thing. But we also have lots of other events on as well. Would you like to hear about some of those?
I would. Before you do, though, just tell what about funding? What does it cost to join, and how do you make your money?
It costs £25 a year to join, and the studio fee is £4. When you enter work into our exhibition, there's a small fee for that too, and the library also takes a commission. We also run other events which helps us finance.
So there's no funding from Brentwood Arts Council, or is there?
We have applied in the past to Brentwood Arts Council, and they have helped us, particularly towards producing our newsletter. But we now mainly do that online. We have a website.
Yeah.
So the last few years, we haven't requested any funding. But Brentwood Arts Council has helped us in the past, yes.
Okay. So tell us about some of these events that you've got going on then.
Well, the other events that we run, apart from the weekly classes, are weekend workshops. And they, again, can be tutored, and they will have a special theme or have a life model. We've also just introduced local painting days, and that means people can group together and work together. And it may even be just somebody's pretty garden in the spring or other local places in Brentwood that may be of interest for people to go and work to. But it's coming together as a group. It's like-minded people coming together to work. But we also have weekends away where we go on a Friday night and stay until a Sunday. And we usually have a tutor for those as well. And they're really exciting because we obviously choose places which are of interest and are basically nice places to be.
Yeah.
However, the last one we went to was a wildlife park. So we were drawing and sketching tigers and elephants, which was great fun. this coming May or next May, we will be going to Mersey Island. So we, as I said, have a tutor and we draw and paint during the day. But in the evening, we come together and have a meal. So quite a lot of eating and drinking goes on, but also some artwork as well.
Oh, I was just going to say, it does sound actually that you sort of missed out on a bit of art there, and it's more of a social group, but which is not a bad thing at all.
It's not just a jolly. We do get lots of work done. I should also mention that the Society is extremely lucky in owning an Albion Press. When I say own, it is actually on long-term loan.
I don't know what now, that is.
Right, an Albion Press, if I can sketch a picture for you, it's one of those big Victorian black beastly looking print presses that you may have seen
in museums. Yeah.
And it is wonderful for producing lino printing work. So that is actually housed at the house of our chairman. So we're very lucky to be able to do that. And she has a printmaking workshop once a year, although you can go along really any time by arrangement. When her husband goes off on a skiing holiday, we all pile around there to do some printmaking. Now, I hope she tells her husband about this. I'm sure he does know. But while he's away, we all go and play printmaking in his house.
Okay.
We also have an annual dinner, another social event. But it's nice to come together in that way. And we just had a talk by a local artist called Paul Alcock, who has had some commissions in the Brentwood area. He's quite well known, and his work is very figurative and very lively, and that took place on Monday, and that was very exciting. So that's something that's just happened very recently. We also like to liaise with other art groups when possible, so we will support the exhibitions of other art groups. I think the Horndon art group have an exhibition on the 23rd of November on a Saturday, which I think is maybe the first one. So we're very keen to support them. And I think that's important too, to support one another.
When you do these exhibitions, do you get really good interest and good feedback from the public?
We do. We have a preview evening, which is a very good way to kick it off. And this year it was opened by the Deputy Lieutenant of Brentwood. Often it's opened by the mayor, and we actually sold quite a few works this time, so that's always very encouraging. We often produce greetings cards as well, based upon the work that's being shown. We didn't do that this year because we thought we'd have a break from that, but next year we've already got plans afoot to produce not only greetings cards, which will be up to a very professional standard, but also packs of Christmas cards that we hope members will come up with some ideas. So let's hope it snows in a month or two. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But we need the snow to produce some nice pictures.
Absolutely. And of course, art's very therapeutic, isn't it? I mean, a friend of mine joined another art society, but he'd had a long-term back injury and feeling a bit depressed, and he joined an art group, and it's made him, really. It really has. And, he's there 3 days a week now. He just loves it, you know?
It is a therapy for lots of people because particularly when you come out of your home, and we're very lucky that we meet in Brentwood School in purpose-built art studios. So we're surrounded by art, but also have equipment there as well. So that makes it very easy. It is therapy, and obviously people enjoy that. But when you're outside painting and drawing and somebody comes up to you, and it's nice to have public interest, but when they sometimes say, is this your hobby? It is a bit upsetting because it does really become part of your life. And particularly in the Brentwood Art Society, many of us are what we might call semi-professional. We like to sell our work. Many of us have taught art or have been involved in art in some way in our careers, if not already, still involved in art as a career.
Okay, right, let's take a break for a little bit of music and a bit of appropriate music as well, I think. The best artist of all time.
Paint your palette blue and grey. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze.
There you go, that is a little bit of Don McLean, of course, and Vincent. I went to his home, the home where he died, actually, and very suspicious circumstances. And, of course, Vincent died a pauper and never made a penny when he was actually alive. And, well, you have to do that, don't you? You've got paintings for sale. Anyway, you wanted to say a little bit more about the past, didn't you?
Yes, I started off by telling you how we formed, not me personally, I'm afraid I wasn't involved then because it was 1958, I don't go back quite that far. But when I was researching our early beginnings for our anniversary newsletter, we did uncover some quite amusing notes from the minutes that were kept of the meetings. And the current secretary, Mr. Cole Stokes, this is back in 1960, said that his chief worry was keeping the books, at which he felt extremely incompetent, although he was glad to report that they did at least balance and showed some £13 in hand at the end of the year.
Wow.
And talking about money, later on in 1966, Mr. Cousins complained that he thought it was disgusting that a non-profit making organisation should have money in hand, £24.05.5.
Oh dear.
Well, I'm very pleased to say that the Brentwood Art Society has a little bit more in the bank than that now, so that we can support all our events. So we don't find it disgusting anymore.
I'm a brand new member. I want to come along and join you. How do I do that?
Well, there's several ways that you can do that. Visit our website, which is www.brentwoodartsociety.moonfruit.com.
Ah, yeah.
And all the information about how to join is there. You can also go to the Brentwood Arts Council website, which is www.brentwoodartscouncil.moonfruit.com. Again, I think I've got that right.
Okay.
Too many Brentwoods. And there's information there too. Or
Can you just turn up?
You can turn up. We're a little bit tricky to find. The art studios are right at the back of Brentwood School.
Okay.
So it is better if you let us know first, so that we can sort of guide you in, as it were. But another good way of getting to know us and becoming a member would be going along to the library while the current exhibition is on, because there are catalogues there with lots of information about us and about how to join, with telephone numbers and email addresses. Oh, we also have an email account.
Okay.
Which again is brentwoodartssoc.gmail.com.
Very good. Incidentally, if you miss it, don't worry about missing any of these addresses, because this interview you can hear again tomorrow, forevermore on our website, because obviously it's on our podcast as well. Right, so the exhibition is running now. It runs to the 28th of November. It's the Beckett Gallery at Brentwood Library. A very good opportunity to come along and meet members as well as see the art. And the art, some of the art's for sale, or all of it's for sale? Or
the vast majority of artwork is for sale, yes. But we have already sold some, so get along quickly.
Okay.
Very nice Christmas presents.
Do you, I don't know, perhaps it's just me, but I go to places occasionally, which I love to go to. I love to go to the Modern Tate up on the River Thames there, and I'll walk around with amazement that what on earth are some of these people thinking? But maybe they're not so much the paintings, but the art exhibitions, in commas, that are going on. Do you feel the same, or am I being old-fashioned?
I think you're not being old-fashioned. I think many artists also find some art very inaccessible. And another complication occurs when you try and think of art in terms of how much it costs. So if you look at something like a Damien Hirst or a Tracy Emin and think about the money, then that is a bit disquieting.
Yeah.
If you try and separate yourself from that and see that these people, like Vincent van Gogh, who you've just referred to, was experimenting, and he in his time made no money from his
work.
None
at all.
Because his work at the time wasn't fashionable, and it wasn't until later people understood his genius. there are some artists working today who I do think lack genius, as you do.
There was one there, and it was a frame. All it was, a white frame on a white wall, and nothing in it.
But you did stop and look at it.
In amazement, thank you. I didn't pay it again. Are we going to see in 2150? Are people going to say, "Oh, have you seen that? There's a Julie Dowers coming up for auction. It was probably worth 23 million." Is that going to be you?
I won't be around to see it.
Obviously
I don't think,
not.
But hopefully, my descendants may benefit. They just discovered a whole cache of artwork, haven't they? And those poor artists won't enjoy any of those millions. It is the people that buy the work. But I think we do need to separate money from the artwork.
Absolutely. Julie, thank you very much. Will you come in and talk to us again? Because I've enjoyed having you in today, and you're very good. So I'd like to talk to you again in the future. We'll talk more about Brentwood Art Society, and hopefully we can talk about the 56th annual exhibition next time. So thank you very much. So that exhibition runs at the Beckett Gallery, Brentwood Library, New Road, Brentwood. It's already running. It runs the 28th of November. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much indeed.
The CVS, a council for volunteers.